Doreen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So, Doreen, were you rubbing your hands with glee as a trader up there that you now have your own special bus lane taking the buses whizzing past Knock Travel there?
No, I wouldn't say we're excited about it. It's mixed views we have on it. I mean, there's always been congestion in Ballyhackamore, and something did have to get done. And whenever we heard the new buses were coming in, there was a mixed reaction from all the traders. Some thought, oh, this is great, it'll bring tourists up from the city centre into the village, that would be a good idea, but that's not going to happen for another couple of years. And others are saying, well, look, if our local our shoppers that come to us that are not from the local area find it difficult to get up and down the road, or it's a hassle to them, they're not going to come, and that's going to have an impact on the businesses as far as spend is concerned. So it's a mixed reaction.
Yeah, I used to live in Ballyhackamore myself, Doreen, and I know the general run of it there as you go up from, indeed, from the Wise Buys, as I might use as a landmark, the whole way up to the Knock traffic lights. It's a slow enough passage at the best of times. If you put a bus lane in, I'm just wondering how cars are going to get up and down it from 3:30 of an evening.
Yeah, well, I came in early this morning because my office, I'm up on the top floor and I can actually get a bird's eye view of the road. So I was watching what was happening. Now, albeit this morning is probably not a good typical example because it's very quiet because the schools haven't started back yet, or maybe people have avoided the road already, which is what we're dreading. But you could see, because the lines were painted last Wednesday, cars were obeying and moving into the one lane. But this morning I was just standing for 5 minutes looking, and I counted 6 or 7 different cars, and indeed some lorries, using the bus lane as a means of scooting up and overtaking to get in front of the traffic that's sitting there. So I think we are going to have some problems but once the cameras come into play, then that might, you know, and they get a few fines, it might sort of pull it into place. But normally where my office is situated, it's halfway in the middle of the village, and we have the lights at Sandown Road. The traffic is normally backed up to at least our office. When I was looking at it this morning, it was back the full length, right back up past the library. So that's the full length of Ballyhackamore. That's what's going to cause the frustration with motorists.
Yeah, those who adhere to the rules, and yeah, you have to. There's no question about it. It is the rule, and also you will be fined. But those who do adhere to the rule are going to find it very slow going out of town or coming into town in the morning. I presume from the Knock traffic lights down towards the city centre, it's 7:30 to 9:30. And then on the way out of town, it's over on the left-hand side. It's over on the Tesco side the whole way out. Is that right from 3:30 to 6?
It's both sides of the lane, both sides of our road. It's the 2 hours in the morning and 3 hours peak at night. And that is going to change to 12 hours whenever they bring the bigger buses in 2017. So it's not just one direction, it's both directions.
Oh, so from in the evening,
yes,
from 3:30, if you're going down, say, past your shop or Ballyhackamore Catholic Chapel or St. Colum Kills there, mm-hmm. if you're going down past those, you can't be in the bus lane even at 3:30 going into town.
That's right, it's both directions. Now, heading into city bound, you know, from Ballyhackamore into city bound is not particularly heavy in the evening times. Where it's heavy is from the city centre out, for the people, say, coming to Newton Arch or heading out that way. That's where it's very heavy. But it's both directions for those two peak times at this moment in time. And as I say, that's moving up to 12 hours eventually.
You see, I've got a feeling, and I could be wrong here, maybe I'm not reading the signs enough. I think on the Ormer Road, it's only restricted on the way into town, 7:30 to 9:30, and only restricted on the way out of town, going up towards Galwally, from 3:30 to 6:30. And it's a hassle and a half when you're either coming down in the mornings or when you're going up in the evenings. But to be restricted both ways, that there'll be people who will find that pretty draconian, and there'll be other people who will believe that that is the way ahead to get the cars off the road.
Well, that's the purpose behind it. We did meet with DRD, and DRD handed a letter out last week to all the traders so we could advise customers to be aware of this happening this week. And they're saying it's to reduce the congestion in Ballyhackamore and to reduce the trading emissions, because we're main arterial route, we are really prime and up at the top of the hit list. So they had to do something, and that's where part of their planning is this, in both directions. So we just have to live with it and work within it.
Obviously, but until people get used to not taking the car, there's going to be congestion in Ballyhackamore, and that can't be good for you or your colleagues.
No, it's not. On either end of the village, we have the fire station at one end and we have the hospital at the other end. So it's a very busy route with emergency services going up and down. I don't know. I presume they are probably allowed to use the bus lane. I don't know. But, you know, frequently you're seeing people having to pull in to the inside lane to let these vehicles through. So there will be some confusion for a period of time. And then the other thing we worry about is that the people will divert into moving to avoid the Upper Newton Arch Road, like going to Keynes Road and places like that, where it's all housing and residential. So that's going to create more hazards in smaller roads.
Mm-hmm. The blues and twos can go wherever they like as long as they're not taking any risks. But I get totally what you are saying there. In the meantime, there will be a bedding in period, and you would be inviting people to still enjoy Ballyhackamore, but to consider park and rides and public transport, and just maybe a new. How do I best put this? A new thought process, because we don't have this mindset. A new mindset, that's the term.
We don't
have it to go out and get on the bus. We want to go out and get in our cars, but they are slowly beginning to change our line of thinking.
And I think we have to do that because we do have a lot more cars. When I had the conversation with the gentleman from the DRD, he was saying his frustration is the amount of cars that pass him with just one person in it. Now we all have to sort of start saying, well, we could have two or three people in it in a car to try and reduce it down, and it'd be better for us all. Now the park and ride to Dundonald is opened, and they're doing this fast service that will take you from Dundonald into the city centre with four stops, so you should be able to get in much faster than what your car could. Whereas before this, nobody was using the public transport because you were getting there quicker in your car than you were in a bus. So maybe this will drive, I certainly hope it does. One of the problems that we have is parking them in as an issue in Ballyhackamore, and we have a small car park on Sandown Road, and half the cars that are parked there are city centre workers who leave the car there and jump on the bus and go in. So we're kind of hoping they might move out to Dundonald and free that car park up for shoppers to come into the village.
Do you think it'd have a negative effect on the value of houses in Ballyhackamore if you're living in the middle of bus lanes going in both directions and there are restrictions? Therefore, it's going to be slower to get from your house to wherever you want to go, and you are a car driver.
I'm not sure it'll have a negative impact, because I know that whenever we had the village thriving, and it is a very busy, popular area, that's actually improving the value of properties, because Ballyhackamore now has become a destination for nighttime for our restaurants and bars that we have here. So that has certainly increased the value of houses around here. Whether car parking, it's always been a bit of an issue because there's more cars than there is places to park them. I can't see it being too negative on the housing.
Yeah, if it all works out in the end, of course, the way the department would like it to, it could turn out to be a plus. That has to be emphasised as well. Doreen, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Right.
Doreen McKenzie with the Traders Association there in Ballyhackamore.